Genevieve and Saint Teresa.
Columbia presents the American composer Virgil Thompson, conducting the first complete radio performance of his opera, Four Saints in Three Acts, composed to the book by the late Gertrude Stein. It will be sung by most of the original cast of soloists and chorus with the CBS Symphony Orchestra. In the city of Hartford, Connecticut, on the evening of February 7th, 1934, the new Avery Memorial Theater was opened with an opera whose like had never been seen before. Four Saints in Three Acts. 7 years earlier in Paris, Virgil Thompson had asked Gertrude Stein to write an opera book for him. Miss Stein thereupon wrote a text around her two favorite saints, Teresa of Avila and Ignatius Loyola. She later said of the finished work, in her characteristically disarming way, "It is a completely interesting opera, both as to words and music." Virgil Thompson's music was clear enough. It was straightforward, harmonious, and distinctly agreeable. Gertrude Stein's words made no sense to anyone. When the curtain went up on a cellophane set, the cast began, to know, to love her so. Four saints prepare for saints. It makes it well fish. The audience chuckled. At the now celebrated passage beginning, "Pigeons on the grass, alas," they laughed outright. Afterwards, however, people went away with an embarrassed feeling that the thing made more sense than they thought. They began to see that the authors wanted them to understand not illogical words, but a fine symbolism of the gaiety and strength of spiritual, consecrated lives. With minor exceptions, the all-Negro cast today is the original one that played in the 1934 Hartford premiere and the later Broadway run of the opera. There are two St. Teresa's, because Mr. Thompson thought it would be nice for her to be in two bodies so she could sing duets with herself. Beatrice Robinson Wayne and Ruby Green sing these parts. Edward Matthews is the St. Ignatius, and John Diggs, St. Chavez. There are actually a dozen other saints, and the chorus is made up of saints, too. There are also a master and mistress of ceremonies, played by Abner Dorsey and Alton L. Hines, who describe the action. The first act of Virgil Thompson's opera, Four Saints in Three Acts, to be conducted now by the composer, represents a religious entertainment on the steps of Avila Cathedral in Spain. Saint Teresa and her assistants are shown in the daily practice of being saints. They sing, they pray, they found convents, and receive visitors.
He came and said he was hurrying, and hurrying to remain. He said, finally to be and claim it. He said, feeling very nearly everything as it had been. As if it could be precious to like it as it had been. That if he was used, it would always do it good. And now this time that it was as if it had been just the same as longer. When before it made it left to be sure. And the soft, soft lid and can be changed to theirs. And the speck of it makes blue be often sooner. Which is shared when theirs is impolite, and a reply that in there be the same, with a diminish always in respect to not at all, but father might be known, as counted with the gain to be in retain, which is not to be because of most.
This is how they do not like it.
Why, in that way was it asked, but it is best to be seen, made left it.
Very
easy to land. Imagine four benches separately.
One in the sun, two in the sun, three in the sun.
One not in the sun.
Not one not in the sun, not one.
Four benches used separately.
Forget-me-nots and mountains have to at a time.
It is very easy in winter to remember winter, spring, and summer.
It is very easy in winter to remember spring and winter and summer.
It is very easy in the winter to remember summer, spring, and winter.
It is very easy in winter to remember spring and summer and winter.
So as if it could be that very successful, as it was not better than it were, that he could follow him to be, taking it away.
Away that we, away we go.
Why should everyone be at home?
In idle act.
Why should everyone be at home?
In idle act.
He made very much more than he did. He did make very much of it. He did not only add to his part of it, but and with it he was at and in a plight.
What they could do, would do, every decision.
Supposing she said he had chosen all the measures that he had observed in 50 years, what had that to do with hats?
They had made hats for her.
Not really.
And she was.
Imagine it.
And she remembered what the people made. He'll come on the evening, what is the earth?
For them sing a special.
Individual is it?
not now when they made their habits.
When they made their habits.
One of them had a birthday before the mother of the other one, the father.
Four saints later to be, if to be, if to be, to be, one to be.
Might tingle.
Half a world, half a moon.
Four saints born in separate places. Four saints and opera in three.
Saint Teresa,
would and Saint Teresa,
something like that.
Saint Teresa,
Saint Teresa, something more than that.
Saint Teresa, must
know it of all the same.
Saint Teresa used to
go not to the temple, but to around all the saints around to find a better
day. This is the way that forces may never have seen the daylight.
St. Ignatius, St. Paul, St. William, St. Gilbert, St. Cecil, St. Arthur, St. Selma, St. Cardinal, St. Paul, St. Clan, St. Giuseppe.
St. Teresa, in a storm at Avila, there can be rain and warm, snow and warm. That is, the water is warm, the river is not warm, the sun is not warm. And if to stay, to cry.
If to stay,
St. Ignatius not there. St. Ignatius staying where? Never heard him speak of it.
There are a great many.
beat it.
There are a great many persons
unjointed
near together.
Hey, the little and many of the others really didn't think before she would see them.
There are very nearly half inside and half outside, outside the house and not surrounded.
How do you do?
Very well, I thank you.
And when do you go?
I am staying on quite continuously.
When is it planned?
Not more than as often.
The garden inside and outside of the wall.
Linterrethe about to be.
The garden inside, outside, outside and inside of the wall.
Nobody visits more than they do visit them.
St. Teresa.
Nobody visits more than they do visit them. St. Teresa.
As long as that. As long as that.
Nobody visits more than they do visit them.
Who settles the private life?
Saint Teresa!
Saint Teresa!
Who has a private life?
Saint Teresa!
Saint Teresa sleepeth, and if he could be sad, he is standing and prayer and dream.
Introducing Saint Ignatius.
Left to be
she can have no one, no one can have anyone, anyone can have not anyone, can have not anyone, can have to say
for.
Teresa as a young girl being widowed.
Martha, St. Louis, and
Pennsylvania, and St. Louis,
all and St. Louis, and St. Louis, and St. Louis, and St. Louis,
and St. Louis, sing to the fan, sing to the fan, sing to the fan.
She is to meet her and the two things be one. Very many go out and say they do
and make him prominent.
Put a negro baby with a beard. Never have seen a negro with his hair
and with it so.
Between go and fall. Who said listen at one time
follow and say
the
others. It's not for the past, it's not
more than a more
day.
Think of us come again to the action. Come to
Neely.
Teresa makes as endless to be stemmed.
And what?
St. Teresa seated and a song calm.
The mountain, yeah, not the year of the same.
Oh, the beautiful birds are not.
Made it be third.
So with heart and
heart and heart. Saint Teresa in allowance.
Portland actually. St. Ignatius could be important, and actually, while he was young and standing.
St. Teresa could not be young and standing, she could be sitting. St. Teresa could be.
St. Ignatius could be in Portland, actually, in Portland standing.
They might in a moat not leave out an egg.
They had some, and some.
Had some, had some.
No one to be reborn in the bonjour.
Two and ten.
Two and ten.
Ten, two and ten.
Scene four.
Yes, we have
lived what?
Yes, I
can see. And
it was not a
thing that felt.
While it escapes the dash, do it just as it did when it has and does with it in that two in the ten, the two intended the unsound.
Is there a difference between a sound, a kiss, a as well?
And they grow,
and tell him so.
This is what's left.
To see, to go,
to go,
to see,
to see,
to saw,
to saw,
to feel,
to say,
to come,
to rest,
to ask,
to see,
to come.
Ignatius, St. Settlement, St. Paul, St. Anselmo, made it be not only obligatory, but very much as they did in little patches.
Oh,
has been prepared for there being summer.
Us of preparing and as you might say.
Wind, and they never knew about it. That it is protected from the sun and from the wind and the sun. And
Columbia is presenting the first complete radio performance of Virgil Thompson's opera fantasy on a text by Gertrude Stein, Four Saints in Three Acts, with the composer conducting. You will continue with Act Two after station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.